Dakota County Board of Equalization Emergency Meeting, Monday, July 25, 4:00 PM. I'll start the recording.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, let's stand, say the pledge, and call the Board of Equalization to order.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, there's a current copy of the Open Meeting Act that is posted near the entrance for everyone in attendance to hear or to view if they have any questions. And this is an emergency meeting. We had some parcels left to go over. First off, Joan, you want to call roll, please?
Rick.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Dick.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes. Okay, we're going to go right into emergency business. Board to review property valuation protest by considering all papers relating to the protest and the findings and recommendations of the referee, and may make the order recommended by the referee or any other order in the judgment of the Board of Equalization required by the findings of the referee, or may hear additional testimony or set aside such findings and hear the protests anew. And there's a statute that is stated there. So, that being said, we're going to go into the protest. The first one that we're going to review is Protest 26. It's Ronald Rohde. It looks like his previous value was $58,520, and his reviewed and recommended value is $73,760. So we want to review that, Joan. Joe, are you with us?
I am. Okay. And that's Jeff's recommendation after looking at, and I don't know for sure what he did. I think he probably changed the, it says here he changed the condition to fair on the property from average.
Okay, because it was like Rick said, it was 58 by 20, then it went to 77,675, and the reviewed was 73,760, so
yeah,
it went
yeah.
down a few.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got all the files here in front of me.
How many acres is that, Joe?
7.4.
7.4 acres.
Okay.
So,
well, there's a good
roughly 10,000
yeah.
is what the land value is, okay. which falls in line with all the other land.
So stay with that.
I'm good with that.
Okay, so we're going to stay with the referee's recommendation of 73,760.
Sure.
Let's move on to Parcel 42. It's Kerry Bly. Looks like it was $77,870 was his previous. And the reviewed recommendation from the referee is $92,730. So.
Now, did that, I know when we talked, that's down from the Hardys, right?
I believe so.
I can't remember.
I'm almost sure. But anyways, we said they were going to look to see if there was a garage out back.
Right.
And I didn't think that there was. Just did we figure that out?
That was right in behind.
Right, yeah, it's kind of right down the street. The backyard is the city water tower. Mm-hmm.
John, you want to scroll down so we can...
based on
market value.
So the first picture you showed us with the vehicle, it looks as maybe there is a garage.
Right. So we thought there was a garage off to the right there, looking at the picture.
I know there's a what's it showing on the very bottom?
A little bit more, Joan.
There's the garage.
Got a detached garage.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, what's the board want to do there? It's a 92.730. It was 105.160, so we did reduce it. So I would say referee's recommendation.
Yep. Okay. It is value that.
92.
Yeah.
Okay, Richard Neiman is protest 238. Looks like we had a previous of $32,045, and the referee's reviewed recommendation is $34,560. So there were a couple thousand higher there.
Is that a land?
That would be, that's got to be land.
$2,000, I think, is over the referee recommendation.
$2,000. That's the house down the street.
Oh, it's a house?
Right, right across the street.
Down the street here by Shirley Sides.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and Dakota City.
Right on
yeah.
the
right across from the jail.
Looks like 20% for the roof.
Yeah, there it is.
Well, okay.
24.
Well, he ended up with just a $2,000 increase.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think we'll stay with the reviewed recommendation.
Right, right.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to protest 239, which is Bailey, Danny, and Nancy. Looks like we had previous year of 2015 was $218,210.
That's quite a jump.
And then the recommended reviewed recommendation is $297,440.
Is this the riverfront property by Ken Rose?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. This is, they were going to do change the square footage on their lots, weren't they?
Right. Right.
The value. So has that happened, Joe? Do you know? Or Christy?
Well, what's the question? You guys cutting it out a little bit on me.
Some of these were going to be reviewed on price per square foot. This is one of those riverfront lots again in Dakota City.
With the road running.
With the road running in front like Ken Rose.
Oh, okay. I know that Jeff looked at this and he didn't see any reason to make a recommendation to lower it any lower than the $297,440.
So they're all going to be treated the same as far as value, then?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, this is a good quality house in good condition.
Okay.
And it was at $301,670, so we reduced it.
Another $4,000.
Right. So let's just go with the reviewed recommendation.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Danny and Nancy Bailey, which is 239 protest. And we had theirs at $16,580, and he's saying no change. So, are we going to go?
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that.
Odell.
Yeah, Odell.
Protest 289, right?
So, Odell's the one we need to be on.
Yeah.
All right, 289. Odell. Barbara. We're at $16,580.
I don't know.
So, the no change is at the $52,000.
I remember looking 490? At several Dells.
And this is down by the river.
It's just an empty lot. Huh?
I think her house is on it, Tony.
Really?
No, I think it just said lot, Rick.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
Can't be with that price. So no change.
So $16,580 would be the no change. Correct?
Well, we got it.
Joe?
Christy?
Yeah. Well, the $52,490 is pretty much what everybody else would be at in the neighborhood.
Okay.
Okay.
For square foot basis.
So we're going to go with the $52,490?
Yeah.
So it's equalized?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now let's go down to 310. Which is Rose, Keith, and Diane, and this must be land also.
Yeah, it's just a vacant land.
Okay, so we're going to go with the $18,750.
Yeah.
That was that small lot behind his house, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, and we have another one. 311 is Keith Rose again, and This is was previous was 290,500, and we went up to 281,570 on the review. So
it was actually lowered from his 15.
Right.
Yeah, they lowered the quality to average, and
so overall, between his land and his house, he's going to be less than.
Yeah. Right. Right. So let's go with the 281.
Right here.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, Joe. Sorry.
No, that's fine.
Okay, protest 341, Manyway. Looks like we had them at 4,410, and we took it to 29,375 on the review. And this is land.
All four of those probably aren't they?
I would imagine so.
All the forest got to be land. Because
then it looks like we
What's the acres and where is it at? And I'm assuming that.
Well, this would be out on Highway 77.
Look to 341, see what is that.
Or Highway 77 or Highway 35.
Yeah.
It's right over here by
the. 2 acres. 2 acres of ground out there, a little over 2 acres.
That's behind Tyson.
Behind Tyson? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
Behind Tyson.
By Bierman's.
Okay.
Oh, that's over by here. Okay, now where we're at.
Yeah. Stay with the referee's recommendation.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, let's move to 342 Manyway. Looks like we went from $1,470 to $9,150, and this is land also.
Same area.
Same area.
Again, it's all equal insurance.
Yeah.
Is that roughly an acre or just a little less, I assume?
Let me take a quick peek here. What is it, 340?
342.
That's a half an acre, actually. It's a smaller lot.
Okay. Well, we'll stay with the referee's recommendation because that's kind of following suit with that property. 343 Manyway again. We went from 4,410 to 5,590. This would be another lot in that area.
It's not that much change.
What we did out there on all those was put those in a special valuation like the old Greenbelt area valuation.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's stay with the 5940. Another Manyway is 344. Looks like we went from 370 to 1410 as the referees recommended. The review.
Leave it.
Yeah. Just leave it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Del Bob Farms would be protest 505. Went from $310,880, and it looks like we're requesting a no change there after the review.
This one had a lot of land with it, didn't it, Joe?
Yeah, there is.
You know, Chrissy.
Yep.
But this one went to 46.
6.6.
Okay.
How many?
66.6.
Oh, man.
Right. And this went to $446,955.
66. I don't have anything yet. Oh, yeah. Also, is that a lemon house?
That's only $6,700 an acre.
Yeah. How much?
$6,700 spot of ground.
Plus, it's got a house on it. Plus,
there's some outbuildings.
And the house went down.
The house went down.
A little bit.
Okay.
I don't think you can.
There's a house?
Yeah,
that's the house. That's the old
Melvin
Bierman. Melvin Bierman's
house.
Oh, okay.
That worth that money.
I think we're good there. We're good there.
It's 2007.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to 599 Douglas Garwood. That's 18,515 with 30,385. That's also got to be land.
Yep.
2.22
acres. Oh, yeah. Expensive. 2.2?
Mm-hmm.
Where's it at, right?
That's
by that Manyway.
Manyway property.
The one we just talked about.
Over by Tyson.
Yep.
Okay,
So it's equal with the Minuet people, is that right?
Yeah, they're in that special valuation district there.
All right.
Okay, we'll go with 30,000.
Okay.
Okay, protest number 600. Doug and Betty again. Looks like we were 18,515. Went to 29,230. So that parcel must be in the same neighborhood.
Yep.
Price per acre.
Just leave it there.
Yeah.
Well, being, I think, it's a little over 10,000 an acre, I think, is what it looks like it's averaging.
Okay, protest 601 would be another Garwood, Doug and Betty. Looks like we're at 4650, and that one has went up to 12,860 as a reviewed recommended. So that was reduced from the 17,860. That's another parcel lab. Just leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
602 Garwood Trust again. Douglas and Betty was 8,470. Took it to 14,710, and it was recommended to go to 20,430. So there was a land adjustment there and value adjustment.
Yeah.
Okay. Leave it there. Okay, protest 800. This would be David Barkley. And it looks like we were at 186.50. And we took him from 304.256. And referees recommended is 292.520.
I think so, that original 2015, maybe the house wasn't finished because this one was just built.
Oh, did
you? I'm guessing, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you think, Dick? That's by the time they built it, didn't they?
Yep, that's when he built it.
Where's it at? East of Homer.
Oh, I see. Her down on Blyberg.
There. Oh, is that the dude Harris?
Yeah.
And why did we have him review
that? And I'm guessing that 186, the house wasn't finished.
Well, right, we were trying to see if it was finished and...
So it is finished now?
Yeah,
it's finished.
Okay, well, let's stay with the 292.
Right? Yeah. Can I ask how big the house is and...
It is.
And how much land is there?
I think it was like
1,705 square feet. Wait a minute. Yeah.
And
4 acres. 1,705 feet.
4 acres.
And four acres.
What his biggest concern was right behind his house, straight up and down. And the water has been coming into his basement. That's what he's upset about. But that isn't our...
That was his choice.
801 protest is Barkley again. And it's David, and it's 25,400, and looks like we went to 43,515, and now we've reduced it back to 22,000.
He's got it right now.
So
that was maybe the steep land.
Yeah, that was the land that was in question and how steep it was.
All right. If you call me before midnight tonight, Rick, I'll come back.
All right. Otherwise, don't call yet.
I might celebrate at midnight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know where that's at.
You know where's it at?
Yeah.
So how much land? How much land?
I think we'll probably just leave it at the 22,000 because it's worth it.
Two acres.
Okay. Are there any other parcels that are in question that we need to review? Well, this sums it up. So I will need a motion to go with the referee's recommendations on these and the changes.
I'll make that motion.
Got a motion by Bill Rohde.
Second
by Tony Gomez to go with the figures that were on the reviews. Joan, do you want to call roll, please?
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes. Okay, meeting's adjourned.
Review.
Thanks, everybody, for coming in.
Just hit stop.